Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Seizing the Time to Save People, Rain or Shine, by Hui Lin, a practitioner in Sichuan, China.
Minghui Fahui, Seizing the Time to Save People, Rain or Shine, by Hui Lin, a practitioner in Sichuan, China. Greetings, esteemed master, and greetings, fellow practitioners. I am 70 years old and started to practice Falun Dafa in 1996. I have only 2 years of education, but I have been diligently doing the three things daily. My one regret is that I can't write. I felt that I had let Master down by not writing and missing such a good opportunity. Master helped me find a fellow practitioner who wrote my experiencing sharing article for me. Harmonizing with my family and saving people without delay. My husband passed away long ago. I have 4 daughters who have their own families. The 2 younger ones live with me, and the 2 older ones live between 2 and 3,000 miles from my home. After I started practicing DAFA, I strictly followed the Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I treat my daughters and sons-in-law as sentient beings. Because I cultivate and am physically healthy, I take care of all the housework. Whenever I have a small friction with a family member, I practice forbearance and apologize. My grandchildren like and respect me. Everyone in the family has a favorable view of DAFA and supports my cultivation and clarifying the facts about Falun Dafa to people. Of course, all 4 families were among the first to withdraw from the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. They are all being blessed. My oldest daughter is a teacher. She married late. In 1998, when she gave birth, I went and stayed with her, helping her take care of the child and household chores. In 2000, when the child was around 2 years old, I took her along in a stroller, handed out flyers in the market, put up posters in parks, and delivered DAFA materials door to door. In 2007, when my youngest daughter gave birth, I returned home to take care of her. After the baby was born, I did all the household chores and then went out to distribute truth-clarifying materials about DAFA or advise people to withdraw from the CCP face-to-face. I was able to help 6 or 7 people withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations daily. When the children are working, I'm in charge of all the chores and look after the grandchildren. Therefore, I have limited time to do the 3 things. During holidays or the children's vacations, they do the chores, so I can focus on saving people. For example, on Chinese New Year's Eve, I was able to clarify the truth to over 20 people. Rain or shine, saving people no matter where I am. I dare not forget that I am a Falun Dafa disciple with a mission. No matter where I am, I save people. A few days ago, I needed to see a fellow practitioner, so I took a taxi. As soon as I got into the car, I saw a little Chinese communist red flag. I asked the driver why he had it. He said he wanted to thank the Communist Party for letting him drive a taxi, make money, and so on. I told him, "Where did the Communist Party get its money? It's all from the people, and there is no communist official nowadays that is not corrupt." I gave him a few examples, and he agreed. Later, he said that the CCP is really bad. I then advised him to withdraw from its organizations. He said that he had joined the Youth League. I picked a pseudonym and helped him withdraw. He thanked me over and over again. As I was getting out of the car, I reminded him, "You must get rid of the bloody flag. It will only bring you bad luck." He said, "Yes, yes." Another day, I went to a supermarket and saw 3 female students at the checkout. The bill was 101 yuan and 40 cents, but they only had 100 yuan among them. I gave them the balance, and they kept thanking me. I said, "If you must thank someone, thank my master. I am a Falun Dafa practitioner." I told them the facts about Falun Dafa and helped them withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. The cashier saw and heard me, and I helped the cashier to withdraw as well. I often remember Master's words, quote, "The only thing you have a role in is saving people," end quote, teaching the Fa in the city of Chicago. For years, I have gone out every day, rain or shine, to tell people the facts about Falun Dafa. Sometimes when it rains very heavily, my daughter tells me, "Mom, it's raining. Stay home." I ask her, "Do you not go to work when it's raining?" "I am saving people. It is more important than your work." I know that I am a Dafa disciple, and saving people is my responsibility and my mission. I have to go. So I take an umbrella, roll up my pants, and go out. I always meet predestined people and tell them the facts about Falun Dafa. Showing Dafa disciples quality and saving people quickly. I always dress neatly and in good taste when I go out. I pay attention to my image no matter where I am. I remember that a Dafa disciple must be a good person and is a cultivator who is better than a good person. So I am never picky when I buy vegetables. When the vendor saw that I am honest and frank, he gave me some extra vegetables. I refused to take them and told him that I could not take advantage of him because I am a Falun Dafa disciple. Then I told him the facts about Falun Dafa and advised him to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Some elderly people are afraid of crossing the street, so I help them cross the road. They are grateful, and when I tell them the facts about Falun Dafa, they are usually receptive. One time, I was buying a duck, and there were a lot of customers. The seller gave me an extra 20 yuan when she made change. I told her, "You made a mistake." She immediately said, "No, no mistake." I said, "Really? You made a mistake. You gave me an extra 20 yuan. Here it is." She was very grateful and kept thanking me. I told her, "I cultivate Falun Dafa. Anyone who cultivates Dafa is like me. You do not need to thank me. You ought to thank my master." Then I told her the facts about Falun Dafa and about withdrawing from the CCP. There are many such examples. As long as we bear in mind the importance of saving people, we can do it no matter where we are. Thinking of more ways to save people. When I walk on the street, I pick up plastic bottles and give them to scavengers when I see them, using the opportunity to tell them the facts about Falun Dafa. I wash used plastic bags and take some with me when I go shopping. If I see someone who doesn't have a bag, I hand one to the person and then clarify the facts about Falun Dafa. It usually turns out well. Some people don't like to get coins back when they buy things, and they argue with the seller. When I see that, I usually walk up and exchange the coins with my paper bills. Both sides are happy. After that, when I tell them the facts about Falun Dafa, they have a chance to be saved. When I walk around and realize that we can only save a few people at a time, I feel the urgency. Fa rectification is rushing toward the end. We have to make the best use of our time to save more people and try to leave no regrets. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners. Hushu.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.